Philip Sample, PhD, Jordan Kerr. Today's date is 09/24/2022. Dictation is for Juventino Alvarez. Alvarez spells A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. Juventino spells J-U-V-E-N-T-I-N-O. Date of birth is 01/25/1962. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here with fatigue, period. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or two. And says he feels like he's lack of energy. He gets more tired easier than usual. Says he, his job is not tiresome. He said he drives, operates a machine, and sits all day. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chest pain. He denies respiratory problems. He denies headache. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No change of spirit. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 183/105. Open parentheses. Patient is on medication. But says he will take it when he gets home. He's on hydrochlorothiazide, valsartan, and amlodipine. Compliance is always in question. Close parentheses. Next paragraph. Pulse 66. Respiration 18. Temperature 99.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, mildly distended, no tenderness of palpation, no rebung, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, period. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephalic or papules, no vesicles or emboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve stewards tend normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, fatigue. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is fatigue, number 2, chronic kidney disease, number 3, hypertension, poor medical compliance, period. Patient was advised to go to the emergency room because of his comorbidity and fatigue. This patient will benefit from having some stat labs drawn to assess for thyroid issue and his kidney status. He declined. He states that all he needs is some iron pills. He said whenever he take iron pills, that made him feel better. We had a lengthy discussion, talk about his seriousness, about his complaints. Considering he has chronic kidney disease, he has hypertension, which is not well controlled. He was advised that he will benefit from an emergency room visit to have these stuff stabilized and at least could address the reason for his fatigue. He says he understands and prefers not to go to the emergency room, period. I will go ahead and give him some ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams. He will take 1 PO daily. He already has vitamin D at home. He was advised to continue his vitamin D. Strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if he doesn't get better. Says he will. End of dictation. Correction. Labs were drawn. Today labs include CBC, CMP, PSA, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D, A finger stick was done in the clinic today. A finger stick showed glucose at 77. End of dictation.